a play for the ages, creating a legacy, and the return of Panther pride. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. For a long time, there was nothing that could compare in my mind to the game-winning drive that decided the 1989 Class B football championship game between Farmington Hills Harrison and DeWitt, where Harrison quarterback Mill the Thrill Coleman willed his team down the field in the closing seconds to victory. Well, move over, Mill. In the last 37 seconds of the Division II game at this year's Gridiron Finals, Detroit Martin Luther King moved 95 yards to score as time expired. Joe Jason from the MHSAA Network had the call on the game-winning pass.
Posey with time. Goes deep. End zone.
Got it.
Caught! Touchdown!
Got it.
Touchdown, King!
Donnie Corley.
Unbelievable finish.
Tremendous catch.
Donnie Corley went around the defender and caught it in the end zone on the final play of the game.
And after the game in the press conference, Donnie Corley, who had 6 catches for 108 yards and 2 TDs, including the game winner, offered these comments.
Well, I saw the corner trying to tell the safety to get up top, but he wasn't listening to him, so I was 1-on-1. And I knew Posey was going to make the right throw, see the coverage in 1-on-1, and I caught it.
Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to King's Armani Posey, who set a final game passing record with 383 yards in that Division II final. Pahuama West Valley's Jared Smith, who set MHSAA single season records for rushing touchdowns and yardage in leading the Pirates to the finals. And a third game ball this week goes out to our old friend Paul Carey, the longtime Detroit Tigers radio broadcaster who missed this year's football finals with health issues, but he followed them from his home in Rochester. Some of you will remember in the days well before the internet that the only way you could get all of the football scores on a Friday night was to listen to his weekly midnight scoreboard show on WJR Radio in Detroit. We wish Paul happy holidays and a return to good health. Don't grab that energy drink for a quick pick-me-up. Choose a snack with carbohydrates and fluids, like a piece of fruit. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Play ball! Play ball! Play ball!
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Today we're going to talk about recruitment, specifically the recruitment of new officials into the world of school sports. One of the best ways for young people to get involved is through the MHSAA Legacy Official Program. This is open to any high school junior or senior who is interested in sports and officiating. The Legacy Official is then paired with a Mentor Official. That Mentor Official is an established veteran official for many years. The Legacy and Mentor Official both go out and officiate together at the sub-varsity level, where that new person learns the rules, mechanics, coverages, and basically is learning the ropes of officiating from that Mentor Official and getting them off on the right foot in the world of officiating.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. From the late 1940s to the early 1970s, the River Rouge community bonded and blended behind the powerhouse basketball teams coached by the legendary Lofton Green. His programs brought a sense of pride to the Panther Nation, where the only color that mattered were the crimson uniforms. Winning was a habit in those days, but Green also held his players and his town to a higher standard of conduct. Saturday at Ford Field, Panther pride was on full display as River Rouge played in the Division V football title game. And while the scoreboard didn't reflect it, and let's remember that Green also lost in his first trip to the state finals, that community can be proud of how its kids on the field, its coaches, and everyone associated conducted themselves with class. After the game in the presser, Coach Corey Parker talked about the progress of his program, and he said he thought that they had arrived in the way they handled things. Well, the Panthers arrived all right, in more ways than one, and Lofton Green would be proud of them today. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.